Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to speak on today's Sunday feast. So, 2 days ago, one of our congregation members, Dr. Rajendra Seth, passed away 9 days ago. And so, he was coming here every Sunday, and most of the festivals. Last 1 year he could not come because of his eye problems, but he was coming regularly for many, many years. So we all should pray for his departed soul. We'll say one time Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama. Hare
Rama.
Rama
Rama. Hare Hare. Hare. So because of this incident, you know, I was thinking what to speak. So I thought, let me speak about the death, because death is so imminent, you know, and there are only few things which are actually happens, you know, you cannot avoid that. Death is one of them. Death and the taxes. These are the three things, you know, you cannot avoid. So death is one of them. So let's talk about the death, and then I will speak about, like, what is the Ankeshti Kriya and what way it benefits our soul. So these things, you know, we really don't want to hear about death, you know, but anyway it comes to us. So if we are prepared for that, it's much beneficial for our soul and ourselves. So it's better to actually know about it rather than not know about it. So I will talk about that. So the shloka I'm going to say is text number, chapter number 8, text 7 from Bhagavad Gita. So please repeat after me. Antakale cha mameva.
Antakale cha mameva.
Visvran mukta kalevaram.
Visvran mukta kalevaram.
Yaha prayasi samadbhavam.
Yaha prayasi samadbhavam.
Yati nastatra sanshaya.
Yati nastatra sanshaya.
Antakale cha mameva.
Antakale cha mameva.
अंतकाले च मामेव
अंतकाले च मामेव
स्मरन् मुक्ताकलेवरम्
स्मरन् मुक्ताकलेवरम्
यः प्रयासि समर्थावम्
यः प्रयासि समर्थावम्
याति नास्तत्र संशयः
याति नास्तत्र संशयः
अंतकाले एट द एंड ऑफ लाइफ
Also,
Mam,
me,
Eva,
certainly,
Esmaran,
remembering,
Mukwa,
quitting,
Kalevaram, the body, Yaha,
he,
who prayati goes,
Saha,
he.
Madhavam,
my nature,
Yati,
achieves,
na,
ma,
asti,
there is,
atra,
here,
samshaya,
doubt. Translation and purpose by
Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, teacher.
And whoever at the end of his life quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this, there is no doubt. In this verse, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. Anyone who quits his body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is purest of the pure. Therefore, anyone who is constantly Krishna conscious is also purest of pure. The word smrana, remembering, is important. who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. Therefore, one should practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. If one wants to achieve success at the end of his life, the process of removing Krishna is essential. Therefore, one should constantly, incessantly chant the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya has advised that one be as tolerant as a tree, Taravaryu Sahishnuna. There may be so many impediments for a person who is chanting Hare Krishna. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments, one should continue to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that at the end of one's life, one can have the full benefit of Krishna consciousness. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharne Netri Shesha Sunyavadi Pashchatya Desh Kare O Vakyanti Mirantasya Jnana Anjani Shalakaya Chakshuram Kundi Nittam Yena Tasme Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Deya Dvaita Gadara Shiva Sati Gaurav Bhakta Vinda हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तत् कांचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरे श्री वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 सो लास्ट वीक रामचंद्र प्रभु गेव वेरी नाइस क्लास अबाउट द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द श्रीमद् भगवतम and the today's topic also important, and if you think seriously about it, because many people don't want to hear about it. So Srila Prabhupada is telling here about this shloka that at the time of death, wherever is our mind, you know, that will be our destination. So if our mind is on Krishna, then we will definitely go to Krishna. But if our mind is on something else, you know, like our children or something, you know, our wife or our house or money or wherever is our mind, you know, that's where we will go. So our destination will be according to that. So we know the history of Bharat Maharaj, because he was a very pious king, he was Rajarshi, and he quit his all Rajapat, kingdom, everything, and he went to forest and he meditated on the Lord for many, many years. But at the end, you know, he saw a deer, the small deer, you know, his mother was not there, and so he said, who will take care of him? So he took care of him, and when he was dying, he was worried about that deer, and next life he was to take as a deer. So consciousness at the time of death is very important, and we should always remember that. So this whole life is for preparation for our final examination at the time of death. So this lifetime is for preparing that thing. As we all know that this body is actually temporary, it's not permanent, and we can die anytime. We think, you know, we will get old age or anything, but sometime we can get accident or we can get cancer or heart disease or anything can happen to us. And like gunshot wound or whatever. And people can die even in young age. So what to say that we will get our old age or not actually. So our main question is, are we prepared for our last final examination? And if we are not, how we can prepare ourselves? So the preparation for the final examination is very important. Because in this world we see everything takes preparation. Like even if a mom takes a little infant out, she has to pick up everything, diapers and cloth, extra clothing and milk bottle, water bottle, you know, whatnot. So even small 1 month child needs so many preparations, you know. So what to say, preparation to going to Lord. It needs a lot of preparation, that's what. Also same thing, you know, if we see, if we have to go to India, we have to see our passport, we have to see our visa, we have to see all the papers, you know, we have or not, and we have to see where we will go, who will pick us up, you know, our air ticket, and all these things, you know, how we will travel in India, within India itself, you know, all the, where we will stay, and all those things we have to prepare. So there is a lot of preparation for everything. Even in the train, we sit down, and we have to get up to a certain particular station, so we have to know which station we have to get up. If somebody asks, you know, from where, you know, station, which station you are coming, and where are you getting off, and if you don't know, what people will say is, not that is not intelligent. So same thing with us, you know, we don't know where we are going, what we are doing. So that shows, you know, that we are not intelligent enough, you know, how we should act, you know. The same thing is happening in our life, actually. We do not know what will happen to us at the time of death. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked that what is most surprising thing in the world, so he said the same thing, that we are seeing people are dying left and right, but we never think that we will die one day. We never think about that. So that's a really surprising thing. Most of us never think that we will get old age or we will die. We just keep enjoying our life, you know. So, and who knows, we will get old or not, actually. We do not know even that thing. In my practice, I see all the time many people, young people, even 25-year people, persons just die of heart attack, you know. So it's not like everybody will get their old age. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj says that as early as possible, we should start, even at age 5, we should start Krishna consciousness, chanting, remembering Krishna, all those things we should start as soon as possible. Because death can come at any time. So this people, like, we have to prepare ourselves like that. So Satsarup Maharaj, His Holiness Satsarup Maharaj, he wrote Prabhupada's biography. So the first volume, he named Preparation of Lifetime. Yeah, lifetime preparation. So that's why that preparation is important. So if you ask a 1-year-old child, so how old is he? So how is he ask, you know? How old are you? You don't ask how young you are. We all the time say, how old are you? So actually he's already old. And the death is, what is death? Death is, old age comes before death. So if you are old, then death can come any time. That's why we say, how old are you? We never say how young you are. So that means, you know, we have to remember that death can come any time. Because after old, you know, death comes. After old day, death is next time. So what happens at the time of death and after the death? So this is the topic for today. So most of the things about what happens after death is given very detailedly, in very detail is described in Garuda Purana. Garuda Purana says that even before 2 days, before death, two young dutas comes and just watch you when they can wait. So, and they just get around you, you cannot see them, but they are there. And when the proper time comes, exact time comes, you know, they just drag you. So that's what happens actually. And in the pain, because they have to take our soul out of our body, and soul is so much attached to the body, because it's contaminated. It's actually part of parcel of Krishna, but it got contaminated so much that you just do not want to leave the body. So Garuda Purana describes that the pain is so much, like 40,000 scorpion biting you at the same time. So that is the pain actually.
That's what you described it.
So we can imagine how painful it is for the soul to come out of this body and go. When someone dies, what we say? Prabhuji chale gaye. Ya Prabhuji chal base. But where is Prabhuji? Where Prabhuji went? Nobody knows. Prabhuji is lying down right here. So where he went actually? And who went? Actually Prabhuji is here, you know, his parthiv body is here. But his soul went. Not Prabhuji. Prabhuji is right here. So we should know that we are not, who is Prabhuji actually? Prabhuji is the real soul, you know, not his body, not his temporary. It's a parthiv sharir made of all material elements. Everyone has to leave this body here. Then we came empty-handed. When the child born with empty hand, and when we go, we don't take anything with us. But we know, everybody knows this thing. But still, we are all busy in bottling everything, you know, collecting. So that till death, that's what happens, most of us. So we should actually not do that and think about our last final time. When Sikandar the Great, he fought so much, he killed so many people, he looted so much money, but then at the end what happened? He died in the way, going back to his country, in the boat. But he was a clever man, so he said to his commander, when you put me in the box, they keep my hands out, both hands, so people can see that Sikandar went empty-handed. He didn't took anything from this world. So at least they can learn something. So, because he was so great man, but we have to learn something
from this example.
So people said, okay, I will get old age, then I will do something. And Lord actually knows that this guy, let me send a notice, so at least he start preparing now. So he sends us notice after notice. He does our gray hair, he does our hair gray, then he lose our hearing, then cannot see properly, then he gives prostate problems. So all these things happen, you know.
So, but our knees give up, you know.
But what we try to do, we fix our knee, go to orthopedics after, and we get surgery done. If the hair gets white, you know, we try to put some dye, so it looks good. And if hearing goes down, we bring the hearing machine. Yeah, we try good glasses, you know, we can see properly. So we try to patch up this work, you know, that I'm not old, you know, try to see that. But Lord says that whenever your time comes, you know, exactly, you cannot live even 1 minute more. You have to go. So we can do whatever place what we want, you know, but still when time comes, we got to go. There's no doubt about that. But what we do, we ignore all these signs, you know, what Krishna gives us. So we may patch up work and try to avoid this, but still we have to go. Our destiny is coming anyway. So we have to ask ourselves, are we ready to go to Yamaraj's door? So actually, if you see very deeply, then we all are in the line to go to Yamaraj's door. Even now, we all are ready. For me, it may take 10 years, 15 years, 5 years, or even tomorrow. I don't know, but I'm very close to the door. Some child, you know, who just born maybe 1 year ago, he may take 90 years, 100 years to go. Somebody like Prabhuji, Shyam Prabhu, he may take 40, 60 years, 80 years, whatever. So, but we are all in line. And that line actually, nobody wants to break. That line, everybody say, aap jaiye pehle, aap jaiye pehle, phir wo jaldi nahi. That's what they say. You can go first, you know. Nobody wants to go to Yamaraj's line. But if you compare that line with cinema line, you know, when I was a young kid, you know, in cinema line, everybody wants to go first to the ticket window. Yeah. And there, you know, nobody wants to go back, you know. And this line, everybody wants to go back. They say, go first. So this is the difference. So this our temporary body is actually is a palace like a city of nine gates. Now Lauraka Pinjara. So there are two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, one mouth, genital and the rectum. So these are the nine gates. And when our body leaves, it goes from out of these nine doors. Like in the car, we have front two doors, back two doors, and if it is SUV, then people can go from the back door. So people going from back door, they are unpious people, you know, if they are leaving their body through their gate. So if sometimes the eye pops out, you know, you must have seen that eye pops out, you know, when we know the provinces of body went through the eye. Then if some mucus comes from the nose, you know, and it goes to the mouth, to the nose. Sometimes the tongue pops out, went through the tongue. Yes, sometimes they get diarrhea and things like that, and at least they went through the rectum. But for a devotee, most of the time, with serious devotee, his body leaves from the toe on the scalp. So that's the best. So with his devotee, it goes through here, it doesn't go through any other pores of the body. So Krishna says that Isvara Sarva Bhutanam Radeshe Adhina Tishtati Brahmayanta Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rurani Mahamaya. So Lord says that I'm sitting in everyone's heart and I'm directing the wanderings of all living beings. And just like they are on the machine and seated on the machine which is made of all of these three material elements. So Krishna is controlling everything, you know, we have nothing in our hand. People say, oh, you take this medicine and your life will increase, you know, that's not going to happen actually. You know, because Krishna is in charge of everything. So now in Kali Yuga, actually most of the people do not believe in the Shastra. Any Shastra. They do not believe in Lord, they do not believe in any Shastra. But Mother Nature will take its course, doesn't matter. Like, if we know or not that fire will burn our hand, if we put our hand in the fire, somebody says, I don't know, but put your hand in the fire, burn your hand. So it doesn't matter if we know or not, nature will take its course. And the people who do not follow the rules and regulations of the Lord, they will suffer more at the end. So it's better to follow the recommendations of the Lord, what he says in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and then our life will be successful. So now let's describe the journey after death. What happens once we die? There is a big journey. It's not a small journey like going to India or going to California, not like that. So Garuda Purana gives very little description. It's that after we die, our body is made of all the grass elements, air, water, fire, ether and sky. So these five elements, you know, either bodies get burned or put underground. So and there it mixes with all these five elements, you know, that way the gross body goes like that. But our subtle body, which is our soul, it goes with mind, intelligence, and the false ego. So these things goes with our soul to the Yamraj place. Okay, everybody has to go through the Yamraj place. Nobody can avoid that. So this is our subtle body goes through that. And we all go to Yamraj, and then there is Yamraj gives the proper judgment that where this person will go and what kind of punishment will get and what kind of reward will get, and he will go to God of Vrindavan or whatever. So he decides that. And all these decisions are made according to our activity. We do bad act, bad karma, which is karma, and then we do good karmas, which is vikarma, or we can do the bhakti, proper bhakti, which doesn't accumulate any karma. No good karma, no bad karma. So that's the bhakti. So, after the death, we go out, you know, to the funeral for the person, we come home. So we say that Person is gone, actually he is not gone. His soul is still in the house. He is still in the house. He is there for 13 days. He stays 13 days in the house. Now we cannot see because he doesn't have a body. He is a subtle body actually. We cannot see him, but he is hanging on the ceiling or on the wall. Goes in bedroom, kitchen, goes, moves all around and sees what we are doing. Who is crying, who is not crying. So that's what happens, you know. And so these 13 days, when the soul is still in the house, we should do lot of good work, you know, antestikriya, you know, antestikriya. Antestikriya is very important, that's why, because soul is still there. So the first, the best thing to do the bhajan, kirtan, invite devotees, feed the brahmanas, you know. So these things have to be done, so soul gets good karma. Up to 13 days, if soul is here, can still get karma, you know. If he didn't do good karma in the life, you know, then he can get at least at the end, you know, if the family does it. So those things we have to do. So if the person, departed soul, that person was a devotee, then they already have a temple in the house. But if departed soul has no temple in the house, then we should build a small temple and have the deities there, or at least photo of Lord Krishna there. And then we have to do the pindadan. Pindadan, pinda is the like a big round heap of some substance. It is made of rice, cow's milk, sugar, ghee and honey in the form of brown heap. And that should be offered. One pinda should be offered every single day for the soul. So this is the pindadan. And next is tarpan. Tarpan is something to drink, you know, it's made of water. It's made of water mixed with black sesame, til and barley and kusha grass and white clover. So this is just like a drink. So that also has to be given. So that will help actually the soul, you know, get satisfied. So this is known as tarpan. And then on the 13th day, we should get Vaishnava bhojan, Brahman bhojan. We should invite as many Vaishnavas as possible and feed them. So the departed soul actually get very satisfied and lot of rest when they feed the Brahmanas. So many things nowadays has changed dramatically. Like in marriage, you know, marriage never happens on a particular time. In olden days, you know, marriage was happening exact minute by minute, you know. Now, it happens 12 o'clock in the midnight, you know. They don't care about what was the proper time. They don't believe it. But still, in India, many villages or many cities, you know, still many people follow strictly these rules of Pindadan, Brahman, Bhojan, all those things, you know. And they should be followed because they actually have a lot of importance. We may not know, but it does have importance. So still many people follow those rules and regulations. So who does his pindadan and who burns body, you know, it is done by the putra, son. So son does this thing. So putra means a person who came for his father from the punar. Yeah, so people go in the punar, you know, so if from that hellish planet, he takes care of suffering. He can review the sufferings of the departed soul. So if he reviews the sufferings, you know, he does all the antishti ceremony, then he is putra. If he doesn't do it, then he is not putra, he is mutra. The mutra and putra comes from the same channel. So that's a real thing actually. So putra has to do all these things. So putra gets relief from the punar. And there is another synonymous word. So they are not authentic, you know, like they are not described in the literature, but I am just telling you and I will tell you why I am telling them. So then there is another word is ladka. Ladka means it starts ladai in the family. Fighting. So that's ladka. And then there is another word beta. Beta means but war. Yes, take away the money. What is my portion?
You know, that's what is the Veda. So actually Bhagavatam says that these all the relations, wife, son, daughter, brother, sister, they all are, Bhagavatam says, Svajanash Dashyu, Svajanash Dashyu, our own dacoits. So they all the time keep taking money from us. You know, husband works very hard, then wife says, give me diamond necklace, son says, I need new car. So this thing going on, you know, all the time. So they are actually Svajanash Dashyu, that's what Bhagavatam says that word. So after the Antesti Kriya, till 13 days. So first 13 days, we do every single day Kirtan and everything. After that, we have to do at the first month, you know, end up, that the death day, you know, that somebody died on 15th. So next 15th, you know, end of the month, we do again Kirtan and all those things. And then every month we do till 12 months. And after that, we do every year. So that is the process of when to do it. So what happens now, we will describe how the journey starts. Journey starts on 13th day. So the distance between Prithvilok and Yamlok is 86,000 yojan. And one yojan is 7.5 miles. So total distance, if you count, it comes to 10,32,000 kilometers. Or we can say roughly 10.5 lakhs kilometers. That's quite a big difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If somebody asks me, you know, walk 5 kilometers every day, say no, Prabhuji, I cannot walk that much. You know, my leg will hurt. But here, you walk, like or not like, you have to walk. How many yojan? 247 yojan. That's a 3,000 kilometers. So every single day you have to walk. And how many days you have to walk? 348 days. So in 1 year we reach to Yamlok. So that we travel so many months in the way. But thank God for, because Krishna has given a special concession to the devotees. He says, persons who are pure devotees, I'm going to send a special plane. So a special train comes for the devotee, you know, Mahabhagavad, like Shri Prabhupada, you know. They need not to go through all this journey, you know. Any special devotees, you know, Krishna thinks he is special, then he will send a special plane and 2 Vishnus with them. And he goes through that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I am distributing this love of Krishna freely, but he still put some price. And what is that price? That price is eagerness. Laulam, laulam. If somebody has laulam, you know, eagerness to be Krishna conscious, then he can get this ticket very easily. So that thing you should have it. So the price of the ticket, you know, is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, associating with devotees, serving the devotees, reading Bhagavatam. So those are the special things we have to do to get that ticket. So I request everybody to please buy that ticket now. So we have to reach in our journey to Sanyamani Lok. Say Sanyamani Lok is Bhur Lok, which is next Lok after Bhur Lok. So there are 7 upper planets and 7 lower planets. So upper planets is Bhur Lok, Bhur Lok, Swarg Lok, Mahar Lok, Jan Lok, Tap Lok, and then Satya Lok, also known as Brahma Lok. In the same way, we have 7 loks below the earth, which is Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. So these are the 7 loks under. So distance between the Bhuvan Lok and earth planet is 30. How much was that? 10.5 kilometers. So that much we have to go. So in the way, when we do this long journey, there are 16 stations in between. And those stations are also described in Garuda Puran. And there is long this description of every station. But we don't have time for talking about, but I will just tell you their names at least, you know, so you know what stations comes in between the yatra.
So Yampur, another one is Yamyapur. Yamyapur,
there are, for Yamyapur station there are 10 suns, not one sun.
So it's so hot. Temperature is goes to 200 centigrade, 200 Fahrenheit actually, so hot. And if our son do the antyeshti properly and donates shoes, chappals to the Brahmanas, then we can get a chappal there. And then we can walk with those chappals. Otherwise, you know, it's so hot, we can get blisters in our foot.
So after Yamyapur, then third one, Samayapur, Shoripur, Gandharapur, Saligrampur, Sholpur, Karanyapur, Krurpur, Vichitrapur, Brahmapur, Dukpur. Dukpur means you get lot of Duk there. Right? Satpur, Sitadhayapur, Pariyaya Varshanpur, and Bahubhitipur. Bahubhitipur is the last station. And so Shraddha ceremony is actually very important
to relieve all this misery in the way.
In the last Shraddha we should perform at the end of 11 months, you know, when 12 months is starting, not at the end of 12 months.
Because at the 12 month, the soul is already at the door of Yamraj. So, actually with Shraddha what happens, you know, because we are, if we have only the subtle body, then it's too hard to travel. So, actually mercifully Lord give us some body, you know, which we are accustomed to, with head and nose and neck and legs and heart and everything, you know. So he gives a small body to us so we can travel easily. So those body comes, you know, because we give pindana. Every day is a pin we give, then we get one part for each day of the pindana. So and also if you feed the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, then our body, Ativahakshari, you know, that temporary body, you know, which is known as Ativahakshari in Hindi, so that body gets the food also, otherwise we will stay hungry. If you don't feed the Brahmanas, we will stay hungry for a long time. So if they give food, you know, half of the food goes to Ativahakshari, half of the one-fourth of food goes to our soul, and one-fourth of food goes to the Yambhutas, who are with us. So actually, if nobody offers food to the Brahmanas, then what happens? Those Yambhutas actually stay hungry also. So they beat you up much. They give whips to your back. Say, come on, because of you, I'm suffering.
So actually, this is very important for the family. We have to teach our family to give the Vaishnava bhojan. So as I was telling you that with the pindadan, each day of pindadan, we get one part of our body. So our body stays 13 days. In 13 days, you know, we get, in 10 days pindadan is done, so 10 days we get different parts of the body. So first days of the pindadan, we get our head. Second days of pindadan, we get our eyes, ears and nose. Third day of the pindadan, we get cheeks, mouth and neck. Fourth day of the pindadan, we get heart, sides, stomach and sexual organs. Fifth day of the pindadan, we get our waist, back and anus. And next is we get our thighs. Seventh day of the pindadan, we get our ankles. Eighth day, we get our calves. Ninth day of the pindadan, we get our feet. And tenth day of the pindadan offering, we get our hunger and thirst. So that's why the pindadan, giving one pinda every day, is very important. So we can get our sukshma sharir, small body, so we can walk through nicely, we can put on the chappal. If we don't have the food, you know, how will we wear the chappal? So
after 340 days of vigorous journey, then our subtle body reaches the gate of the Yamraj. So let me describe something about Yamraj gate, how Yamraj office, you know. So Yamraj office It's not like our office, you know, 10 by 10 or 10 by 20 or whatever you can say. But his office is 330 mile long. Very big office. There are so many souls goes there from all, it's not just from this university, every university. There are so many universities, you know, from all where, all over, you know. The souls goes there. And the main gate of the office is known as Sanyamani Dwar. The main gate of the office, Sanyamani Dwar. And at the door, there are two doorkeepers, Dwarpal. So, like Lord of Vishnu, Jai and Vijay is their Dwarpal. So, Yamraji has two Dwarpal. One is Shravan and one is Shravani. So, Shravan, they are all great devotees, you know, they are not just taking the position like that, they are not. So, Jai Vijay also is great devotees of Lord. So, Shravan actually takes care of all the Prabhujis who go there, and the Shravani takes care of all the Matajis. Talking to them, checking them, you know, whatever was done. So, Shravan actually knows who was listening to Bhagavatam properly or not. He knows who was sleeping in the class. Shravan also knows who was paying attention or he was thinking something else, you know, during the class. So, he knows all those things. And Shravani even knows. She is much smarter than Shravan, you know. He knows what he was thinking inside his heart, you know. So, they, you cannot cheat them, you know. They are very smart. So in the office of Yamraj, there is a very big computer, hard disk, that we have big hard disk of all the emails, goes, you know, like that. So, for taking care of all the jivas, you know, their records, you know, very big hard disk is there. And the record of the individual soul is kept in a biochip, like a biological chip, you know. Biochip, very small, and biochip also goes with our subtle body. So, our subtle body has biochip. And also, there is a lot of information given by CCTV camera, which is Paramatma. Paramatma gives that information, you know, he sends information. Because he lives with us all the time. He's so merciful, you know, he's living with us right from childhood till we die, you know. So, that Lord Paramatma gives all this information. So, Shravan Shravani has a lot of information there. So, they take that information, all our records. So, before the individual soul is brought in front of the Yamraj, they have to meet Yamraj's assistant. And who is the assistant? Chitragupta. Chitragupta is Yamraj's assistant. Actually, Chitragupta is very busy. Because he deals with so many souls actually, departed souls. So he also has his own assistant. And his assistant's name is Kastya. Kastya is his assistant. So Chitragupta says, you know, Kastya put his biochip in the computer. Let us see. So he puts his small computer on his desk, you know, like a laptop. So he puts his biochip in the laptop and all the information comes in CCTV camera. And then he sees that what comes out, you know. Then Chitragupta also sees this guy came by airport, airplane, or not. If he came, comes by airplane, he knows that this is a great devotee, you know. That's why Krishna came airport, airplane to him, you know. So when he comes, you know, from airplane, then he says, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please come in, you know. So those kind of things, you know, nice words. So something comes by express train, somebody comes by freighter train, somebody comes walking, you know, so different modes, people come there, you know. So Chitragupta put the biochip and then all the information. So, according to our karma, if he did bad karma, you know, murder, something, theft, and defiance, all those things, you know, all pets and drug addiction, all those things we do, then the laptop prints, you know, a paper with all the red lines. So we know that this guy is a criminal guy, you know. So he is a red sleepy thing. And the guy, you know, they do, sometimes they make like dharamshala and some punya karma, you know, pious activities. Then he gets green paper, green lines on the hand. People who are devotees, all the time concentrating on Krishna and reading Bhagavatam, doing devotee seva, so they get no lines there. Paper is still white. So As soon as they have that paper in their hand, then they are presented to Yamraj. So let me describe you a little bit about Yamraj. So Yamraj Ji is actually one of the Mahajans. He's a very great devotee. So when devotees go by aeroplane, Yamraj is actually, they see the Yamraj Ji, they get very happy that, oh my God, I'm seeing the big, great Mahajan, one of the Mahajans, you know. So they offer him the Dhanwar. Actually, Yamraj Ji also offered them Dhanwar. You know, the person is a great devotee, he offered them Dhanwar also. But when Yamraj Ji sees that somebody has read paper, then Yamraj Ji don't ask him any questions. So let me describe about Yamraj Ji. So Yamraj Ji's height is 3 yojan. 3 yojan is 24 miles. So you can imagine how tall he is. And he wears black and yellow clothing. And he travels on a bull. His eyes are very big, round, and very fiery looking. So it's really vikral swarup. His body is very strong and he has mrityupas, a long stick, mrityupas in his hand. So when devotee reaches with white paper, you know, he gets very happy, he hugs them, you know. With the red paper, he doesn't ask him any question. He has the whip in his hand, you know, he goes boom like that. So he need not to worry, he goes with the south gate and directly to the north, which north he has to go, you know, Yamraj Ji sends him in 1 second. For a devotee, he tells Prabhuji, go from the north east gate, from the east gate, and there is a special plane for you, and take you to Gopala Vrindavan directly. Mm-hmm. So that is the mercy of Krishna that he gives especially for the devotee. Now someone may doubt that when we do Shraddha ceremony, how the food and how the water and how the chappal and shoes and everything goes to the departed soul. So we have that question. But we don't ask question how our email, you know, we press one button and it goes to Germany, Japan, anywhere, any kind of world. Same thing, we send message, you know, with the WhatsApp, goes in 1 second. We don't ask this, but we do ask how this thing goes there, you know. So actually Krishna has arranged through the agency of Agni Dev, Vayu Dev, you know, these actually they have taken charge that we will send these things to the departed soul. So they actually take it. So it's not like that it's just written in the books, you know, and I don't believe it, you know. That's not like that. In Srimad Bhagavatam we read story of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was very happy with Narsingdev was very happy with Prahlad Maharaj, and he asked, you know, what you want. So Prahlad Maharaj actually said that my father was very impious, so how he can get some mercy, your mercy. So Narsingdev said that you are a devotee, even one devotee comes in the family, 21 generation in front and 21 generation in the back. They all get a lot of mercy, you know. So they need not to do anything. He already got the mercy. So this is the mercy of the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually also did the Shraddha ceremony for his father. His Lord himself, he need not to do any ceremony for like that, you know. Because he is Lord himself, who is his father? Nobody is his father. So why he is to do? But he came here as a devotee, so he just wanted to show the devotee, show all the public, you know, how to do the Shraddha ceremony and why it is important. That's what he did, otherwise he will not do it. The same thing, Lord Ramchandra Lakshman Ji, when Dasharatha Ji died actually, and when he heard about it that my father is gone, so he came to Pushkar. And in the Pushkar, he offered prayers and he did the Shraddha ceremony in Pushkar. And he invited Brahmans, you know, so who seven Saptarishi actually came to take the food there, you know, he invited them. So Dasharatha ji actually came
on the back of the Ostaparishi actually. And Sita Mata was serving.
So Dasharatha could not see her, but Sita Mata saw that Dasharatha ji is there, so he suddenly left. And then when they all left, all the rishis left, then Ramchandra asked, you know, why all the rishis were here and why you left suddenly like that? So she said that if my father-in-law Dasharatha sees me in the sannyasini ways, then she will be very sorry that because of my activities, you know, the poor Rajkumari is suffering like that. So that's why she left. So Dr. Ram actually understood this thing and he actually respected for that. So we should give lot of donations, dan for industry. So donations come,
three kind of donations
in different consciousness.
So some people give sadguni dan. Sadguni dan means we just give for the pleasure of Krishna. We don't see our benefit.
Then there is rajaguni dan
in mode of passion. Rajaguni dan, you know, that
people making dharamshala and hospitals and all those things, and they put big name, this is donated by this and this person, you know. So also giving the fans and all those things, putting fans in the temple.
So one guy, he was farming, you know, not too much devotee, so he gives like maybe 30-40 fans in the temple, you know, all over the temple. He put it on.
So one day one Maharaj was giving class in the temple.
So he came and he shut up the fan, but he donated.
So he shut them off. So Maharaj asked, my God, it's so hard, you know, why you shut up those fans? He said, Maharaj ji, my grandchildren came from Ohio, so they want to see where the grandmother's name written on the fan. So they are reading the name. So that is the consciousness of the people who give donation in the Rajaguni Dan. And Tamoguni Dan, we see in India what the people do. One day before the election, you know, they open all the wine shops. They say, drink as much as you want, you know, just give me vote tomorrow. So that's the Rajaguni Dan, you know, for getting something
out of that. So this kind of dance, but actually the donation for the pleasure of Krishna is the best of the Guni Dan,
and we should do that kind of donation, other kind of donation. And donation should never be stopped.
Because in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, Krishna says, Yagya dana tapa karma natyajyam karyam eva tad Yagya dana tapasyaiva bhavanani mani vina.
So act of sacrifice and the charity and penance should not be given up at any time.
And this should be performed indeed
to purify even the great soul like that. So this thing should be done.
So I will give little time for any questions, and then we will stop.
There's a question. Back.
What's the best way to prepare for the time?
Best way to prepare, take the shelter of a bona fide guru and chant very seriously. Don't make any offenses. Read Bhagavatam.
Associate with the devotees. So these are the favorite things.
And one has to do that. There is no shortcut to that. Then one can definitely get success.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very nice lecture. So the question is, like, as you said, like, when the devotees leave the body, so Krishna sends that. So for them also, you do the Shraddha ceremony?
Actually, devotees do not need the Shraddha, because like Shabu Damodar, who was intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did himself for his father. But when Shabu Damodar Prabhu asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then my father died, I want to do Shraddha, you please come. And he said, Shabu Damodar, that you are a liberated soul, you don't need to do any Shraddha ceremony.
For his father?
Eh?
For Swarupdhamma's
father. He said, you don't need it. But for himself, he did it. For his own father, he did it. Because he came as a devotee, you know. So he said that for devotees, you know, he didn't want to show that he is great devotee. He was Lord himself. So. But he showed Ram. Lord Ram also did it. So actually, if somebody thinks he is pure devotee, he should not do it. But otherwise, don't be in question.
Okay.
If there is some question, better to do it not rather not to do it. So if it's done, you know, Brahman Bhojan and all the kirtan and everything, it's not going to harm anything.
Yes.
It's better to do it rather than not. Any other questions? So I hope you learned something from this class, and we all should get prepared for the last examination. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.